Blog Talk Radio.
Can you shout it out one more time? I'm expecting great things.
Great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things.
That's real simple right there. Can you help me declare it over your life?
Say, I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things.
singing it.
I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things.
If you believe it, why don't you release a shout right there? Household right now. I command every cell to line up in your body. Even in this room, the enemy has tried to come and tell you that you won't receive your healing, that it's incurable. I declare by the power of God that healing must manifest quickly in this place. I declare healing over your household. I declare healing over your children. I declare healing over your neighborhood. I declare healing over the United States of America. I declare healing over Africa. I declare healing over Asia. I declare healing around my father and show yourself stronger. We declare that the nations will bow before you. We declare that your power will be known, that your voice will be heard. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord God strong and mighty. Father, I thank you for your power. I thank you for your anointing. I take authority over the atmosphere, over every listener, over every hearer. Right now, in the name of Jesus, glory of God, we call upon you. Miracles, we call upon you. Breakthrough, we call upon you right now. Right now. Right now. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah El Parazah, El Shaddai. Surrounded by the enemy. Their enemy was insurmountable. But it was a generation like the kind I'm looking at right now. And all they said was, our eyes are on you. So it is not by power. It is not by might. But it's by your spirit, said the Lord. I'm sorry, my MD is out right there. So I need y'all to release a sound right there. I said it's not by power. It's not by might. But it is by your spirit. Set the living God to the churches. He that hath an ear, let him hear the word of the Lord. It is miracle season for the body of Christ.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight on Pavivi Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. In my opening tonight, it was great things and glory experience. Both of them are by Prashia Hilliard. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will truly be a blessing to your spirit tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray over everybody that's listening, God. However they're listening tonight, Lord God, I pray over them, God, that they will get what they need from this word tonight, Lord God. Feed your people, Lord God. Set me down and you stand up mightily in me tonight, Lord God. You say whatever you need to be said tonight, Lord God. Do what you want to do, God. As long as your name gets the glory, that's all that matters. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight I'm going to use as a foundational text 2 Kings chapter verses 1 through 7 from the NIV. This is about the widow's olive oil. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord, but his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves. Elisha replied to her, how can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a small jar of olive oil. Elisha said, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the doors behind you and your son and your sons. Put oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another jar. But he replied, there is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. Again, from tonight's text, verse 1, the widow cried out to Elisha, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord, but now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves. And it's amazing to me how we can suddenly turn into super mom, turn into super dad, like we're some type of Superman or Wonder Woman when it comes to our kids. We become a powerful force to be reckoned with, fighting with everything we got to save them, to hold on to them, to hold on to our kids. You see, this probably was not the first time the mother in tonight's text had nothing in her house but a jar of oil, as massive amounts of debt don't just accumulate overnight. Those of you who have ever been in some serious debt can testify. It normally takes months of not paying this bill and that bill to accumulate such debt. The only difference is before she had a husband, and it was on him to take care of all of that and provide for his family. So this mother in tonight's text never felt the need to concern herself with financial matters until her husband died and his creditor was now threatening to come and take her two sons. If you've ever had your kids taken from you, or if you've ever had to fight to keep legal custody of your kids, if you've ever had your kids taken from you, or if you've ever had to fight to keep legal custody of your kids, then I'm sure you can understand the mindset of this mother. She wasn't fighting so hard just to pay off some debt, but what really prompted her to fight was her kids. She was fighting with everything she had to save her kids. Here this mother was completely out of her comfort zone. She was completely out of her comfort zone, borrowing jars from neighbors, doing what she didn't want to do, but doing whatever she could to save her kids, to hold on to her kids. Boy, I tell you, that creditor man messed up when he sent a note to this mother's house threatening to take her sons and make them slaves as payment for the debt owed. Because it was then that a holy anger rose up in this mother, and she said, oh, no, devil, not my kids, not them boys in there that I gave birth to, not my kids. Tonight's message. Every parent listening under the sound of my voice, and I do mean every parent that's listening, it's time you got bold with the devil and stop letting him have the upper hand. It's time some holy anger rose up in you and you said, oh, no, devil, not my kids. I see what you're trying to do, but not my kids, not to Miracle, not Janiqua, not Shakira, not my kids. Devil, you will not snatch my kids out from under my care. You will not turn them away from the way that they were raised in favor of your slavery system. You will not take my kids out of this house, and you will not take them out of the Lord's house. See, you got to talk back to the devil. Call out your kids' names, not my kids. Some mother, some father listening to me tonight, not my kids. You got to declare that thing. Call it out. Call out your kid's name. Talk back to the devil. Not my kids. This mother in tonight's text was no pushover. She was not going to just sit on her hands and do nothing while some creditor man literally came into her house and took her sons. Somebody listen in. Don't just sit on your hands and do nothing while social services are investigating you. Do everything you can to prove that you are a good mom. You're a good dad. You are not alone. So no need to be embarrassed. You are not alone. No need to be embarrassed. Had the mother in tonight's text been alive today, instead of a creditor at her door, it very well could have been social services. It could have been social services investigating the claim that she's an unfit mother. I mean, think with me. You know I like to make you think on prolific fire, so think with me. The Bible lets us know she was in debt, and she had nothing in her house except a small jar of oil. I mean, how could she possibly take care of her two boys if that's really all she had? Now that her husband was deceased and there was no money left behind that she could have been drawing off of. To be honest, if that really was the case, if that really was all she had, I'm not at all sure this mother in tonight's text even had food in the house. I'm not at all sure, y'all, that she had food in the house to feed her boys based on how she responded to Elisha. I mean, if there was food in the house, if there was decent furniture in the house, when Elisha replied to her, tell me, what do you have in your house? Why didn't she just speak up and say so? Why didn't she speak up and say something like, in my house, I have a practically brand new china cabinet that was given to my husband and I as a wedding present. In another room is this, and in another room is that. And if you're hungry, man of God, there's some apple turnovers in there left over from last night. All the boys didn't manage to eat up, that is. Why didn't she say something like that? No, I really believe this mother was fighting with everything she had, and all she had was a small jar of oil. Sometimes you must be willing to fight with what you have. Sometimes you must be willing to fight with what you have, even when what you have is not much. Even when what you have is not much. Sometimes you must be willing to break your silence about what's going on in your house to get help for your house. Sometimes you must be willing to break your silence about what's going on in your house to get help for your house. You know the old saying, don't you? A closed mouth don't get fed. And so this mother, this widow, opened her mouth. She broke her silence by crying out to Elisha about the financial condition of her house, about what she lacked, about how she could possibly lose custody of her boys, and they become slaves to her husband's creditor. By crying out to Elisha, the man of God, she was really crying out to God. And I feel many of you tonight, that's what you do on a regular. You cry out to God because there's something lacking in your home. So you cry out to God. But the Bible says, the widow who is really in need and left all alone puts a hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. 1 Timothy 5:5 in NIV. The Amplified says, now a woman who is really a widow and has been left entirely alone without adequate income trusts in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. She cried out to Elisha. And what I like about it is that Elisha didn't say, okay, I'll pray for you, and then send her away with her wondering if he was really going to pray for her or if that was just his way of brushing her off. Beloved, be honest. Have you ever shared your concerns with a man or woman of God and you expected some kind of profound revelation, and all they did was look at you and say, I'll pray for you. And you immediately felt in your spirit there was just a cop-out, a quick churchy way for them to get rid of you and not feel bad. Be honest. Have you ever felt that way? Be honest, because gain recognizes gain. We're going to be real tonight. Be honest, because gain recognizes gain, even the games played in the church by some, not all. Everybody in church ain't playing, but game recognizes game by those that are playing games, even in the church. Again, by some, not all. Elisha didn't play games, as you will see from tonight's text. Once again, for those of you that may be joining late, the text is 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. Elisha didn't play games, as you will see from tonight's text. Be honest, because a genuine spirit recognizes when another spirit is genuine, sincere in God. Now, don't get it twisted. There is absolutely nothing, and I mean nothing wrong, with just praying for a person and leaving it at that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with praying for a person and just leaving it at that. We should pray for each other. That's something that we should do on a regular. Samuel said in his farewell speech to Israel, "As for me, far be it for me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." 1 Samuel 12 and 23 NIV. So it is a sin when we don't pray for people. Sin when we don't pray for people. But let's balance the Bible tonight. We're not just going to get half of the word tonight. We're going to balance the Bible tonight. Because the Bible also says when you have the means, the resources to help the person that's in need, you should pray. But when you can do more for them, that's when you should do it. If you can do it, you should do it. To be exact, 1 John 3:17 from the Message Bible says, if you see your brother or sister in need and have the means to do something about it, but turn a cold shoulder and do nothing, what happens to God's love? What happens to God's love? It disappears, and you made it disappear. The NIV says, how can the love of God be in that person? How can the love of God be in that person? Leaders, listen to me. Always show the love of God to those entrusted to your ministerial care. Never act in a manner that will make God's love disappear or not appear present and on display. Never give people a reason to question your heart for God or them. Now, as I said earlier, Elisha didn't play games with God's people. Of course, he was a man of prayer. You can't accurately operate in the realm of the prophetic without prayer. So I know he had to have a prayer life. But when he was presented with the opportunity to do more for this mother, to do more for this widow in tonight's text, he did it. She came to him crying out, sharing her concerns. And instead of just saying, "I'll pray for you," Elisha asked her two questions. Number one, how can I help you? Number two, what do you have in your house? Number one, how can I help you? Number two, what do you have in your house? Of course, she responded, "Your servant has nothing there at all except a small jar of olive oil. To which Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." Somebody, the dilemma you're in, listen to me, the dilemma you're in, God will get you out of it. If you will put a little of what you do have aside, God will get you out of it. If you put a little of what you do have aside, put it to one side. So she left him. She left Elisha's presence, and she shut the door behind her and her sons, and she began to do exactly what the man of God told her to do. She didn't have time for doubt. She had no time for doubt. She had no time to second guess herself, and she certainly had no time for regret. What was done was done. May her husband rest in peace. Hear what God is saying to you. Somebody hear what God is saying to you. Whether you're listening live right now, to the replay later on iTunes or the podcast, hear what God is saying. You have no time for doubt, no time for second guessing yourself, and you certainly have no time for regret. What's done is done. What's done, somebody, what's done is done. The mother in tonight's text, She was working hard. I mean hard, y'all. She was working hard, relying on her strength, relying on her faith, relying on the accuracy of the man of God, working hard to save her boys from a life of slavery. She was working hard to save her boys from a life of slavery, a life separated from their mother. And notice also in tonight's text, her sons, they were the ones that brought the jars to her as she kept on. And notice also in tonight's text, her sons, they were the one that brought the jars to her as she kept on. That right there is major. That blew my mind when God gave me that point. That right there is major, because it was her sons the creditor was trying to take. Because it was her sons that the creditor was trying to take. Her sons, the devil was coming after. And it was her sons that kept handing her the jars. It's major because when it's you the devil is coming after, when it's you in need of a miracle, God would sit back and deliberately get you involved in your own miracle. I'll say it again. That right there is major, because it was her sons the creditor was trying to take. Her sons the devil was coming after, and it was her sons that kept handing her the jars. It's major because when it's you, the devil is coming after. When it's you in need of a miracle, God would sit back and deliberately get you involved in your own miracle. Every time those boys handed their mother a jar, they were breaking the devil's grip off of their own neck. Every time those boys handed their mother a jar, they were decreasing the debt owed to their father's creditor until the debt was no more. And they kept it up until the debt was no more. And Elisha, the man of God, declared, "Go, sell the oil, pay the debt, and you and your sons live off the rest." You see, beloved, sometimes you can't defeat the devil. Sometimes you can't defeat the devil. You can't defeat what you're going through by yourself. Sometimes you can't defeat the devil. You can't defeat what you're going through by yourself. It requires teamwork. It requires teamwork. Remember, the Bible says, and this is Jesus talking, "Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Matthew 18:19-20 from the New King James. So tonight I join my faith with anybody that's fighting for their kids. And we declare together, "Not my kids. Devil, take your hands off of their sons. Take your hands off their daughter." I join my faith with anybody that's going through a custody battle, a nasty custody battle. I join my faith with that one social services is currently investigating. I join my faith that one living beneath their potential, living in poverty, that one that literally does not have a decent place to stay and worry about groceries. I draw my faith with anybody who's drowning in debt, and creditors are constantly calling, threatening to take away the little money you do have. Last but not least, I draw my faith with anybody tonight grieving the loss of a spouse. Father God, I ask you simply to show up and be God in the midst of every situation until the situation is no longer a threat. Do it, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Father God, I also ask that you look upon every unsaved person listening in. Give them a repentant heart, a desire to really change and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Cause them to have a Damascus Road experience that will change and deliver their lives for the better forever. In Jesus' name. Yes, God. Yes, God. At this time, I'm going to open the phone lines. So if you're on Blog Talk Radio and you desire prayer, you want me to join in faith with you over something, be sure to press 1 on your phone at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that you are blessed by the word of the Lord on tonight. It was a pleasure bringing it to you. I got excited over this message because I didn't have no idea that God was going to have me saying some of the things that he allowed me to say. I didn't have any idea that it was going to go the direction that it went. But to God be the glory. Okay, I see tonight that there are no live prayer requests, but I'm quite sure somebody listening to the sound of my voice, you need to get in contact. Maybe you're on the phone, but you didn't want to do it live, or you're listening online or on the podcast on iTunes. If you're listening under the sound of my voice, any type of way, it don't matter. If you're listening, you can call, text, or email. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, you can call or text. The number is 865-408-8690. Again, that's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fire@gmail.com. Find me on social media. And hit me up on Twitter if you need to. DM me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. DM me if you need to. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, you can visit ProlificFireMinistry.com. Through that website, you can also send a prayer request directly to me and stay connected with things of this ministry. Everybody, be sure to join my sister in the Ministry Prophets page this Friday. A prayer and encouragement right here on Faith on the Line with Prophet's Page. It airs right here on Blog Talk Radio Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Again, that's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. You can call in by calling the number that many of you called tonight, which is 347-426-3782. Again, it's 347-426-3782. The phone lines will be open for prayer on that night as well. For those of you who didn't get your prayer in tonight, you can get in on Friday if you desire to do so. Also, be sure to join me back here on Monday, same time, same place, same night. For Prolific Fire, when the message will be breaking trust in yourself. Hello, Chrissy. God bless you. This is the message that's coming up. Breaking trust in yourself. Until next time, I will see you all then. Hope to see you Friday with my sister then back here on Monday. Until then, God bless each of you. Have an awesome night.